there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. You're just in time to join us for singing and a story. Run, get a pencil and paper, so you'll have it ready to write down the address. Maybe you can dash past the kitchen for a little snack to nibble on, too. I'm excited about the new Bible Clubbers who've been writing. At this rate, the old clubhouse is going to need more benches. But come on in. Get comfortable and sing along with the choir. It will do your heart good. Thanks, choir. What a fine bunch of boys and girls. You know, here in the CBC, we like to talk about our heroes. Christians who took a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and laid their lives on the line for Him. Hudson Taylor was saved when he was age 17, and soon after, God called him into His service. He pioneered mission work in the faraway land of China. He studied hard to learn their strange language. He dressed as the people did and ate as they ate to win their confidence. Oh, he suffered many dangers and sorrows and much sickness and self-sacrifice, but God used him in a marvelous way to win to Christ the Chinese people who were so dear to his heart. God has a calling for you, too. Will you do your best to prepare for His service? Will you go wherever He leads? Now, think about it. Last week, we left Rebecca in a dither. Abraham's servant had asked her father for her hand in marriage to Isaac. And in just a short time, her whole life was changed, and she was engaged to be married to a stranger. I doubt if she or anyone in the family slept much that night. But in the morning, oh, I mustn't get ahead of myself. Here's the choir before story time.
Please us on to the mansions of death.
What an exciting night it had been. Rebecca's head was spinning with all the activities of the night before, and especially with the agreement her father had made with Abraham's servant. Before she could catch her breath, she was promised to be married to Isaac in a faraway country. She had hardly slept a wink all night, but now morning had come. What would the day hold? What would happen next? Dawn broke, and Eliezer, Abraham's servant, rose early to take Rebecca home to Isaac. "Oh," her mother said, "this is so sudden. Let her stay with us a while, at least 10 days. Oh, you know how mothers are. She wanted to get her daughter prepared and fix her clothes and maybe send along the family heirloom dishes and other things. No, no, was the answer. Don't detain me. The Lord has blessed in all this matter. Let me get back to my master." "Well," said her father, "let's call Rebecca and see what she says." Perhaps they thought she would weep and beg to stay home a little longer. But not Rebecca. She said, "I will go." She was pretty brave to go to a country she'd never seen, to marry a man she had never met. But if this was God's will, she knew everything would be all right. That's faith. Faith takes the fear out of the unknown, trusting God for the result. Well, they packed up all her belongings and loaded them onto the camels, sent her nurse along to accompany her, said their goodbyes, pronounced their special blessings, and then stood and watched as the caravan slowly disappeared over the horizon. A 500-mile ride on a lurching, lumbering camel would be enough to tire any person out, and perhaps even make them seasick. But as the miles passed, Rebecca could only imagine what lay ahead. What would Isaac be like? Would he be loving or gruff? Would he be demanding or considerate? What kind of home would they have? Would her new father-in-law be kind and compassionate, or grumpy and critical? The suspense grew with every passing hour and mile. The long wait must have been full of expectation and suspense for Isaac, too. But one evening, as he was out in the field meditating, he looked up and saw the camel caravan coming. Oh, his heart must have skipped a beat. His bride was coming. What would she be like? Would she be kind and gentle, or uncaring and temperamental? Yet he wasn't really worried, for he was a man of prayer and had sought God's will about a wife. From atop the camel, Rebecca saw a man in the distant field and asked, "Who is that coming to meet us?" The servant answered, "Why, that's Isaac, my master." The long-awaited time had come. There was no way to back out now. Modestly and humbly, Rebecca covered her face with her veil. Quietly, the devoted servant gave Isaac the full account of his trip, how God had wonderfully answered his prayer, and then he introduced the lovely girl God had chosen for Isaac. There was no big gala wedding reception or celebration. The Bible merely says that Isaac took her for his wife, and he loved her. What more could be added? What a beautiful love story, and what a beautiful picture of God's love for us. Abraham represents God the Father, who has given all things to his Son. Eliezer the servant shows us the blessed Holy Spirit, who draws us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaac shows us the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who is heir to all the riches of God. and Rebecca is a type of us poor, undeserving sinners who, when we come to Christ and trust Him as our Savior, become His own and have a part in all that He is and has. In Christ, we have forgiveness of sin, eternal life, a home in heaven, and everything we need now and in eternity. Who could ask for more? Oh, if you're a Christian, thank the Lord for salvation and give yourself to live completely for Him. If, on the other hand, you've never received Christ as your Savior, remember that He is the only way to be saved. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John said, "As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Right now, right there by your radio, open your heart to Christ. Believe His word. Ask Him to forgive all your sins, and by faith, trust Him as your Savior.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.